This is Mac Rebonix. You are tuned into the Hip Hop Digest Show. Keep it real. 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 Keep it real.
You can't take correction. Somebody say, sit down, you're getting mad. Leave and go to some other crazy church that lets you do what you want to do. If I try to correct you and say you didn't preach that message right, and instead of you appreciating me correcting you, get mad and go down the street to another dummy that don't know nothing about church structure and order. 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 Structure and order.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, E. Green, up and at it this morning.
Early.
All right. Cockle doodle do.
Gap band.
All right. That's what's good. So, do we got any chit chat before we get in, or are we going right in?
It's get finally in. Warm over here in fucking DMV. I'm happy for that shit.
Yes.
Cooler than a motherfucker over here. I'm like, God damn, Spring, what the fuck is you doing? This nigga was on vacation like a bitch.
So, I ain't going back.
Fuck them niggas. They don't respect me. They don't got no respect on my name over there.
Mother Nature, she's talking like that?
At least Spring is. Winter was holding on like a motherfucker. Fuck that damn groundhog.
All right, let's get in, yo. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is B.
Oh,
I'm sorry. It just hurts. I'm sorry. It just took me a minute to compose myself. It's a panda alert.
Oh.
This is a huge panda alert.
Back, back, back.
So there's a song out there. I posted it on the text chain, but we're gonna cover it on the show as well. Cow Scrubby. Do or Die featuring Redman.
Yeah.
Mr. Scrubby is from Cincinnati, Ohio, and apparently graduated from Ohio State University. Other than that, I don't know anything about him other than the fact that he seems like he's a white quasi-trapper, I guess. I mean, I don't know if he's really rapping about drugs. It really doesn't matter because that shit caught Redman in the pandering store within the pandering mall, fully decked out, down to the socks.
Gucci down to the socks?
Yes.
The educated trapper MC will never fess.
So, now, I don't know if you guys took the time to even get your 30 seconds on Mr. Cow Scrubby featuring Redman. So, is he pandering or not, or am I bugging?
I'll go first.
I'm going.
Redman is one of my faves. I like Redman a lot. I do. But in this case, on the last few, I have been caping up and trying to save niggas. Trying to keep them out of that panda shop. Trying to say they wasn't really being a panda on this one. But Redman, my nigga, you got on the fucking panda loafers. You bought them loafers, my nigga. He bought the loafers.
On the panda shop.
Yes. He bought the loafers, and he walked out with them on.
B, like I said, he's panda down, suit, tie, all the way down to the socks, man.
I didn't give him the whole suit. I gave him the loafers.
Nah, B. Yeah,
I gave him the loafers.
He's sitting in the food lobby with that Panda Express, my nigga. Yeah, because when I saw the video you shot on there, I was like, yo, this reminds me of that damn, what's his name? What the fuck? The dude? Damn, I'm tripping right now. I'm going to have to come back to it. I don't know why I can't think of it. I'm going to blame it on Chris Lehman and his brother for them from last night for that little jug. I'm going to blame it on that. But anyway, Coogee Rap.
Oh, shit. Yes.
That's what it reminded me of.
You know what? This is not as bad as the Coogee Rap situation. Coogee Rap was
not
terrible.
But it reminds me of that.
Terrible. But yeah. Okay, I got you. I see where you're going with it. I have you, but yeah, I won't give him the full panda suit on it. But okay. I will give him the loafers. That so nigga did panda. He did pander on this one, B. He did pander. I will say that.
Your boy Artemis.
No ambassador for this nigga.
Shout to Artemis, but I think Artemis was like, yo, I think Artemis was the one who was like saying, yo, this is Redman's regular flow. He wasn't pandering. It's just his regular flow. The reason what makes it pandering is that Redman I mean, he did it because he wanted to, and I'm sure Redman got a nice paycheck out of it. But come on. I mean, this is... Come on. I mean, what are we doing here? You know? I mean, and the bigger question, in the summer season, is this going to be the season where veteran MCs lose all credibility? Because you know, we already got the Jada Kisses out there, and we got the Talib Kweli's, you know, old-time veterans, you know, who are Panda, you know, long on the tooth from long ago. But Redman, Redman.
Redman is over there trying... You're saying he put on the whole fucking suit, my nigga? This nigga's Ling Ling?
He got the whole shit on, my nigga. And what I'm saying is this, my question to you is this the season that we're going to see veteran guys say, you know what, fuck that. Whether if it's...
What do you mean? It is this season as brought out by Mr. Nas. So this has been happening. This has been occurring, and we just seeing the fruits of it now, because that record wasn't made yesterday, I don't think.
It wasn't made yesterday. You saying it's the season, and this is what niggas is going to start doing. And niggas is finally just saying, you know what, fuck it, I give up. I'm just going to go for the checks now. Fuck it, I'm going to just embrace this shit. I'm not going to fight it anymore. I'm just going to go in. Fuck it, if nigga call me a panda, fuck it, I'll wear it.
This is the season. Right. I'll be that. Yes. This is the season. So
the thing about it, though, is I'm gonna be split. I'm gonna have split decisions on it, because if they come in and they're doing these songs and they're doing them, as what Artemis said, I might have to understand. Hey, he getting a check. He didn't fucking Nick Granite.
But I didn't feel like Redman was doing him on this joint. I've heard Redman regular flows better, way better than regular flows on this. That wasn't a Redman regular flow, not to me.
Okay.
Not to me. Well, that wasn't a Redman regular fucking flow. I mean, it was his regular type of antics or whatever, but no, his flow was much better than that.
Well, TMZ was following him in the food court, so that's Panda to me, B. It's Panda.
Wow. All right. Just keep it rocking. Let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and this is a very...
Hold up. Before we get started, back to the panda. Nigga, where'd you get that fucking picture at? Did you take that picture yourself with a nigga, a sighting of a panda in the
store? What are you
talking
about?
On the fucking text chain. There was a panda sighting in the store.
Nah, it wasn't.
You couldn't tell who that was?
Nah. Who was that?
That was a real picture. Our boy, Peter Oasis, was obviously in New York. He stopped by White Castle for some event, and that was King Killer's man. You got to look at that picture, B.
I have to look a little closer. I just saw the panda
what
shirt
they
on.
Do,
I saw.
What
I looked,
they do,
I looked at the,
what
I looked
do,
at the panda shirt. All I seen was the panda looking shirt, and I said, "Oh shit!"
Questlove, my nigga.
Yep. I seen the panda looking shirt, and I was like, "Look at that shit! This nigga caught a panda nigga with a panda shirt on." I was cracking up because of the panda shirt, so I was focused on that shit.
Mm. Yeah, that was
Questlove.
Questlove at the White Castle.
Oh my goodness,
DJing.
All right, there you go. So
there's a check to get paid. So, I want in.
But at least he wore his appropriate attire in the White Castle while he was DJing.
I got video footage of it too, by the way.
Oh my God! Shout out to our man, Peter Oasis.
No doubt. Keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. This is more of an informational topic. It's almost you could follow it under fake news. Metro Boomin claims he's retired from rap.
Metro Boomin.
It's certainly possible that the decision to announce retirement is more than just marketing. I'm sure it is. Metro Boomin could be interested in producing non-rap related music. With this declaration, he could easily foray into new music categories. That's all this is.
But he's a producer, so it doesn't matter what the fuck category he's in. I mean, who holds producers to a tight-ass leash that you can't produce whatever kind of music you want to?
Well, generally, you could do that, and I'm going to say that I remember Preem taking a little bit of heat for the Christina Aguilera beats.
Now, I didn't give him no heat on
I didn't give him no beats because that Preem, that was strictly
that
the
was
same
different.
Type of shit he would have done for Gangstar. and she just sung over them. So he didn't really switch up. Now, Boomin, it's a whole nother situation. You know, you could see Boomin just totally going, I'm not saying he's doing country. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. All this retired from rap, first of all, is bullshit. Because the first young guy with a big check that wants his style of beats, he's going to do it. You know what I mean?
You mean a brick?
Yeah.
Not a check.
Okay.
A couple money phones.
Right, right. The first young boy with a money phone, he'll do it. But easily. So, especially in the modern day of commercial rap, that's who gets held to that type of standard. And once you do commercial rap, you scarcely do anything else. Now, he may be a lot more talented than commercial rap. Maybe he's bored.
I don't know, B. A nigga like Mustard does a lot of that. He's all over the place. He does a lot of the R&B, Chris Brown shit, and also a lot of the rap niggas. So he's hit, but he has a certain niche.
Yeah,
style.
But Mustard is a trap California hybrid. You know, it's like that weed shit y'all niggas be smoking out there. Them hybrid strains. That's who he is.
Can I just say for real that as we're talking about it, I'm kind of offended by that for him to say that he's retiring from rap.
Like, I'm not offended by that, but why are you offended?
It was like, why do you have to specify rap? Like, okay, well, I'm going to retire from being a mailman and be a milkman. I just don't know. He's still going to provide a service. He's still going to be a producer. So the fact that you have to point out that I'm going to retire from rap.
Oh, like, okay, I got you. Like that's beneath me. Like, rap is beneath me now. Well, I can't fuck with that anymore. That shit, that was my teen years into my early 20s. I don't fuck with that anymore. That's some young shit. I'm into some more mature stuff now.
And that's the point I'm saying. It's Metro Boomin may be more talented than that. And see, Metro Boomin, I'm just surmising, but I bet the type of guy you get off camera and be like, this lot of this trap shit, it's just fucking, I'm pushing two buttons and niggas with money phones is running up to me. I can really play. I can really be in a band. I can really compose some different shit. Now, commercial rap doesn't allow him to do that. Commercial rap comes with a sort of a stigma attached to it as a producer. You say Metro Boomin, and what do you think?
Trap.
Exactly. So let's say Boomin's really nice on the keyboard, right? Really can play, right? And he wants to do session work for, you know, real traditional R&B or jazz or whatever. Hey, like, who, Metro Boomin? Oh, nah, get the fuck out of here, nigga. I ain't looking for no snares, nigga. I'm looking for a real keyboardist.
Who brought the Cobra in the lab?
You know what I mean? So, and that's why. So, I know what you're saying, Swerve. You're right. He's saying retire from rap like you're embarrassed. You embarrassed by us and shit?
Right. Nigga, you ain't got no love for the rap game no more?
Nah, I'm just saying. Maybe he is a talented musician. We would have never known that. Or we don't know that, we're just surmising, but we would have never known that.
But he could still do that and something else. All he had to do is do it.
He's got
to Why you got to sit here and make an announcement? Just do it. If you
want to
do something else, just do it and just stop doing rap. When niggas call you with the money phones, just say, nah, I'm busy. And do that R&B or some other shit that you do and show your other side or your other style that you want to do. Show niggas better than you could tell them. Telling me you retired from rap ain't telling me shit.
He's got to fix up his reputation, so.
It's all good what you said, but I don't know. There's probably a good amount of human beings on this planet that are turning away some bread, but I can't imagine them walking away from that those bricks, those money phones. I can't imagine that. Not for a long time. They might think they good right now, but they'll be back.
All right. And money just keep calling me.
Exactly.
All right, let's keep it rocking. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest is Meek Mill hopes his incarceration will open up eyes. Big Meek Mill news, the New England Patriots.
What a way to turn lemons into lemonade.
Hey, man, I'm just saying. Big Meek Mill news, the New England Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, along with the Philadelphia 76ers owner, they went to visit Meek Mill. Mr. Kraft said, He's an amazing individual, and we'll have to do something about criminal justice reform. I've seen Lester Holt on that joint, everything, NBC, the whole joint. Yo, Meek Mill, I know we talked about Meek Mill before. I don't know if the three of us have changed our positions as far as Meek Mill. You know, unfortunately, he isn't. Meek Mill's in jail when he shouldn't be. That's just my position. That's just my position. Now, you know, we talked about that.
Right.
And Kurt G.
We about to talk about it again.
I just remember Kurt G. Or I don't know, maybe it was you, Egri, talking about if the judge told him to stay on the porch, he should have stayed on that goddamn porch.
That was me. And I still feel that way. If that's what he was supposed to do, and you decide not to do it, and you got to take the consequences for that shit, nigga. Let me repeat. He got done wrong on this offense. He shouldn't be in jail on this offense. You're right. He should not be in jail on this offense because of what happened. But it's not just this offense that what got him in jail. It was because he went back to the same exact judge again.
Hold on, Curtis, because, you know, I was kind of over there with you. But when you look deeper into it, and this whole Robert Kraft thing did, that was the catalyst for me to look back into the situation, right? Because I ain't think about Meek Mill. I got to live. I got to work. He's in jail. He going to get out and be rich. But, like Killer said, he should not be in there because of the situation. You have to remove Meek Mill, the person, away from the situation, okay?
Right.
You got to look at what it is, how long he was on probation for, what he did to get on probation for that long, why he was in court this time, why he went to jail. Apparently, the shit was dropped, but the judge still put him in jail. And it was because of this long-ass probation for what he did that caused this. So when you look at it as that, and don't look at Meek Mill. Look at just the facts outside of Meek Mill. And it's like, yo, that's fucked up. That could be any of us, yo.
And I need to add
that shit does need change.
So that's
I agree that it needs changing. I'm not even fucking going there, B. I agree that this whole shit needs to be changed. And it's foul as fuck. Black people have been getting fucked by the justice system for ever in a day. But again, exactly. But again, if, and this ain't got shit to do with Meek Mill, this got to do with anybody that's in the criminal system, be you black, white, or brown, if you're on probation and they tell you there's certain things you cannot do or you will be locked the fuck up, that means there's certain things you cannot do or you will get locked the fuck up. So if you get locked up for a violation, guess what? That's your fault. No matter how tiny or minor the infraction that happens, that's your fucking fault. No matter how much we say that's fucked up, he shouldn't be in jail off of that shit. That's fucked up. He shouldn't be in there because of fucking motorcycle bullshit. No, I agree he shouldn't be in there because of that. I totally agree. But it is an infraction on his probation, so he got locked up. That's just the way it happened. It's fucked up. The system's completely fucked up. It shouldn't have happened. They should do it as an individual case, but they didn't do that.
So let me add some facts here. First of all, the new district attorney is not opposed to Meek Mill's release. Second of all, the cop who originally arrested Meek Mill when he was 19 that started this ridiculous-ass probation is a list on corrupt cops that the DA in Philadelphia will not use his testimony because he is a corrupt cop. So I know what you're saying, and what you're saying is true about Meek being on probation and if they told him not to get off the porch, but he got off the porch, all of that shit. To me, if you don't boil it down to the fact that number one, Meek Mill probably shouldn't have been arrested in the fucking first place.
Oh, I know that case very well.
Right, over some bullshit, okay? I think it just lends credence to a whole new situation. And to be honest with you, son, you know, fuck that. I don't know if I would stay on the porch if I'm Meek Mill. Now, this is to me.
You would get locked up.
Right. If I'm Meek Mill, I don't know because, you know, Meek Mill, now there's enough notoriety. There's enough people. There's a bandwagon. The judge is looking real shady. You know what I'm saying? Amongst other things. So you got, there's some sacrifice in order for change to be made. And Meek, to me, is making the sacrifice here.
Well, it wasn't voluntarily, nigga.
No,
yeah, so let's not go there. This ain't no Kaepernick shit.
The new Martin.
This is not a Kaepernick situation. He didn't voluntarily go to jail.
Right.
And stand out in front of the judge and house and just stand there and shit.
But now that he is in jail and is making the sacrifice, he's embracing it. Okay.
He made lemonade out of lemons. Yes, he did. And I agree with that. And he's got a whole lot of focus on what happened, which is good for him because now he can go out and pop all the wheelies he want and he probably won't get arrested for it.
So, all right. Yeah, I mean, shit.
Free Meek Mill.
Free Meek Mill.
Damn.
Free everybody. Maybe,
hopefully, Mr. Kraft knows some judges back there that might go ahead and overturn this shit. Mm.
The fact that Mr. Kraft showed up it speaks volumes, yo. Whatever his reasons were for him to show up, yo.
I'm quite sure it was a photo op.
It could be, but I don't know.
Because the NFL is looking bad because of that Kaepernick situation.
Right. And yeah, Kraft a Trump nigga. And first of all, let's not forget Kraft a Trump nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know what they talked him into showing up, but he a Trump nigga.
Somebody had to fall on the sword and go down there and see Meek Mills from the NFL.
Well, it was the Sixers owner, too.
The Sixers owner. He ain't from Philly, of course.
Yeah.
He's supposed to represent.
It ain't like he had TMZ and the whole press kit. When he was might have gone and visited before, but when Mr. Kraft go in there, it's a big ass deal. The Patriots owner?
Why
didn't the Philadelphia's Eagles owner go in there? They played his music at every damn game.
He's still high from that Super Bowl.
They played his music at every game though. They played his music. Meek Mills started off every game for them niggas.
As an Eagle fan, I had the Super Bowl on last week.
Yeah, you still high, nigga.
Hell yeah. You know how many years we had to hear how many rings y'all got?
Yeah, Skins got a lot of rings, but them rings is getting kind of old, nigga.
Oh, and real quick, too, pregame, I mentioned that we want to talk about, when we got to talk about Meek and we talk about change, we also got to talk about this whole marijuana situation. I don't know about y'all other states. I know D.C. is kind of doing what they're doing, but out here in Cali, I am sure there's a lot of heads in jail for selling that green, you know what I'm saying? So what do we do about that? Do we say, okay, well, now that it's legal, we got to let you out? Do we say, well, when you were selling it, it was illegal, so you got to finish out your sentence? What do y'all think about that?
For the justice system, and because of the amount of money it's creating for the prison system, they're going to make these niggas serve their sentence, and then you can get out. It's not our fault that the law changed. You know what I'm saying? It's not, hey, the law changed. Before that, it was illegal to sell weed. It's illegal to have that much. Even if you wasn't selling it, if you got caught with possession, nigga, it was illegal to have it. So now that it's legal, oh well, you just came along at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. You were born too early.
Well, I don't know about that. I think that you're going to have to. Well, first of all, it's going to be in flux as long as you got Jeff Sessions in there who's wilding. You know, he wants to bring back mandatory minimums and the whole nine. So, doesn't believe that marijuana, or doesn't even believe states have the legal right to make marijuana legal. Now, he's running into a brick wall, if you ask me, up against that. But, I don't know. I tell you what, a lot of states are finding out that housing these people, even in private prisons, is costing a lot of goddamn money trying to house a motherfucker for 5 years over a fucking joint. That's a lot of goddamn money, and it's just not practical.
But they make money off profitable. Keeping them shits full.
No,
it's
you're
profitable
talking about,
for them.
Right, the private prison is making a profit.
And but that's mostly what it is.
Right, but the state is saying, even though we are still incurring a cost, and fuck paying them niggas. Yeah, you're right, a private company getting paid and making a profit, but the state still got to pay them. You know? And states are finding out, fuck that. Why are we keeping these motherfuckers in jail for some bullshit? It's cheaper to let these non-violent, low-level drug offenders, weed or otherwise, out.
Meanwhile, the biggest fucking drug dealers like Pfizer and them niggas is making guap. They're trading on the NASDAQ, nigga. They're making guap.
Pill Nation, B.
That's crazy.
We're gonna do more on that later because I got a special thing with that.
So okay.
So but anyway, let's keep it moving. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Where am I at on my paper here? Oh, here we go. Producer Murder Beats says rap OGs, meaning old rap people, should respect the youth. He goes, salute to the OGs, sort of like a backhanded compliment, but it's a young man's game. Murder Beats says music is a youthful game, right? So old heads gotta realize and gotta respect the youth. Our music is evolving and our culture is changing. That is Mr. Murder Beats. And if you don't know who Mr. Murder Beats is, he produced it. Migos, Motorsport, Travis Scott, Butterfly Effect, and Drake, Portland, Nice for What? All of those recordings I'm barely familiar with.
Oh, nah, they're big recordings. Them joints is huge. So this nigga's feeling really confident, and his head is blown right now. He's got a big head because he's got hits. And once you get hits, that means the guap is coming in, and that means his phone is not... Stop ringing right now. Niggas want hits right now. He's blown way the fuck up. So he's feeling like he can say whatever the fuck he want right now, and it's his world.
I got a fundamental question.
And old niggas is looking for a nut.
I got a fundamental question. Our music is evolving and our culture is changing. Now, as a Hip Hop Digest go, I often wonder when, you know, whether if Dick Ride blogs are saying it or this Murder Beats gentleman is saying this. Evolving and changing. Evolving into what and changing into what? Because you damn sure not evolving hip hop. And you certainly changing, you getting farther away from hip hop every single fucking day. What are you changing and evolving to? That's my motherfucking question. Other than what you do, Mr. Murder Beats, what are you evolving to? Changing into what?
See, you just an old-ass nigga. You the nigga I'm talking about. I'm talking about niggas like you that don't understand this is a young man's game. And you old motherfuckers need to get the fuck out the way and let us do this.
See, I'll give him that rap may be, especially commercial rap, but there are a lot of young guys still producing traditional hip-hop and different types of traditional hip-hop. Like, to me, when I think of evolving hip-hop, this is just me. I think of, you know, I might think of a Dr. Dre, a Chronic, you know, or something that ushers in like a G-Funk. That's something totally different, but it still has hip-hop in its roots. Everything about it is still hip-hop. Or if you go to Organized Noise, okay, their whole production scheme and the talented musicians in that production group, but it's still hip-hop. It's still rooted in hip-hop. Mr. Murder Beats, Taylor Swift could sing over them shits. And it's, you know, that shit's not hip hop. I don't know where it's grounded. I don't know what it's evolving to. I know that there are young people still doing traditional hip hop.
Maybe that's the crust of it right there. That when he says that it is evolving, which really, you got to understand what evolve means. To use that word, but for him to say that it's evolving, he's just saying what it's evolving to, then everybody might be happy. Because clearly it's not, as you said, it's not based and reared in hip-hop what it is now. It's based and reared in rap, but it doesn't have the hip-hop fundamentals and sensibilities. I was trying to say two words at one time. Anyway, it doesn't have the hip-hop sensibilities. It has rap sensibilities because it's the same... boasting and all that kind of stuff and how much money you got.
But that's my question. Why do Snow Goons, when they produce beats, Germany, right?
I think they're from Germany.
Okay.
I'm not for sure, but
I'm just thinking off the top of my head, somebody like Snow Goons, but it ends up being hip-hop. It ends up being grounded and rooted in hip-hop.
Snow Goons would be that grimy hip-hop. That's what they
produce. That's what they want
to
do.
That's their style and what they do. But to me, what this nigga said, okay, I get it. You saying that, but everybody should be fucking mad. You said this nigga said, look at your notes again, and you said this nigga said that music is a young man's game?
Yeah.
So he's disrespecting everybody that makes music. Not just hip-hop and not just rap. He's disrespecting everybody.
I'll repeat that. He said music is a youthful game. So music. You gotta realize and gotta respect the youth.
So see, there's where my problem with this nigga is. It's the arrogance. See, you can say some things and not be arrogant and have a little humility in what you're saying. The arrogance in his statement is what gets me. For you to think that you are that you are so fucking big because you got a couple hits under your belt, nigga, you will be nobody next week if these niggas stop calling you. Because you got a couple hits under your belt, right now you feeling like you are the world.
Can I give him a benefit of the doubt, though?
All right.
Just keeping it real. We do understand that there are artists, and I'm talking about musically over every genre, there are old heads making music, right?
Correct.
But when you watch these, I'm not saying we do, but you can't help but see commercials as fast as I can scan through them shits on recording. But you see them for The Voice, American Idol, all these singing shows or whatever. You don't be seeing no Anita Bakers on there. You be seeing young women. You don't see no Luthers. You see young men. You don't see nobody over, 25, 27 on them shits?
Right.
That's not to say that old folks or older folks can't still perform and perform very well. But you don't see that on these shows. So what he's saying is being portrayed as music is a young person's sport thing.
Right. But I said the arrogance in how he said it. Now, if he had said it the way you said it, I would have been like, okay, all right, you're right. You know what I'm saying? I'd have been more in agreement with what he was saying. But to be on an arrogance the way he was, like, niggas, y'all need to get the fuck out the way, move on, and let these young men fucking cook. We doing us.
Wow. Well, you know.
Let me give you a fact. The average age of the Billboard Hot 100 is 26 years of age.
See? So there. He would be correct in what he's saying in a certain aspect, is what he's saying, but it's not correct. And if you look over the whole genre and everything, it is not correct because people age. This nigga is going to age. And so when this nigga gets 30, if he still feels the need to want to make beats, you're done, nigga. You're an old man. You can't make beats no more, nigga. Get the fuck
somebody
out the way.
An article back at him.
Right. Somebody gonna read this whole shit back to him and be like, yo, this is a young man's fucking sport, nigga. Get the fuck out the way.
My thing is, young or old, up or down, left or right, none of this shit is rooted and grounded. When I hear the word evolve and changing, I hear cop out. Because, like I said, there's way too many people from different cultures, different countries of the world who still do traditional hip hop. And now that could be different. It's all the way from Miami bass to, you know, that gripping wood grain shit. I mean, any and everything in between, cutting and scratching, there is traditional hip hop still being made. So that's my beef about what he said.
Shout out to HISD, Houston Independent Spit District. Because you just reminded me when you said gripping wood grain, straight out of Houston. Yo, man. That album, just for our listeners, if you haven't ever heard of Houston Independent Spit District, which is HISD, not the school district, because they're the same shit, but just the Houston Independent Spit District, that album that they put out, my goodness, is a classic.
It is.
Then it just went away.
Oh, I mean, they still do like a little podcast and stuff like that. They got their own thing going.
Album.
But that album is crazy. I got it in my car. I was listening to it, but I'm like, damn, that shit's crazy.
Yeah. Indeed. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Gucci Mane and T.I. squabble over the invention of trap. Gucci Mane claims he invented trap music with his 2005 debut, Trap House. But there's an unfortunate fact that Gucci may be forgetting. At T.I., apparently not is only the king of trap, but invented it in 2003 with his second full-length album, Trap Music. The overall topic, and I'm going to ask you, and shout out to Easy Bay, because he roughed me up a little bit on the text chain, but shout out to him. First of all, what is trap? Let's put that out there. Kurt, now, I'm under the supposition, and maybe I'm wrong, I'm under the supposition that trap is vernacular for Southern drug dealing, all the way up and down. Drug dealer, drug user, drug sold location. Trap house. Trapping. super trapping money phone niggas. Maybe I'm wrong, and the music is meant to celebrate that. I see Gucci on videos doing that little hand whip shit like he whipping up crack. That's what I thought trap was. G, what is trap music?
Hey, bruh. Your definition sounded good to me of what trap music is. I mean, some people try to take the definition and try to celebrate it by saying whatever you're doing. If you're a doctor, you trapping. If you're a lawyer, you trapping. You know what I'm saying? People try to celebrate it, try to turn it like they did nigga, try to switch it around. But to me, what you were just saying, trap is just basically niggas wherever they was at in a trap selling drugs. And this is music that came up out of that.
Right.
I agree. Yeah, same here.
So, T.I. and Gucci going back and forth on the NBA.
Where's Pastor Troy in all of this?
I don't know, and I remember a guy who educated me, and that's where I came up, because somebody educated me saying they're under the impression that it was Pastor Troy, because he was probably the first one who had success talking about selling drugs in the trap in that way. Now, certainly, I'm just an Upper East Coast snob. It was the 2003 trap music T.I. for me that really, you know, sort of immersed in trap knowledge, what little trap knowledge there is. Now, you know, everybody, 2 Chainz is always talking about the trap. Every young guy from Atlanta is talking about trap. Now, certainly the commercial people, Cardi B and them, are taking the vernacular over now. And
oh, you're mentioning her this week.
Well, just in a very small use. I'm not really going to be doing a lot of Bodak talk. Fuck that. So,
still not fucking with you.
All that being said, I got another attached. Speaking of trap, and this is an attached situation, but totally different from the aspect of it. Jeezy reportedly ordered to pay $111,000 for stealing a song. Ooh. Court documents showed that a judge entered a default judgment in order to somebody by the name of E-Daz Redden, who sued Jeezy back in 2015 for allegedly stealing "I Ball, I Stunt." He recorded the record and gave that cassette to a Jeezy producer.
Cassette in 2015?
Well, whatever he did, he gave it to the Jeezy producer. I don't know if it was a cassette or not. Only later to see the same title and a composition and the chorus on a Jeezy track released by Jeezy. He got pop stealing records. Come on, man.
This is regular fare in the fucking industry, though. Everybody does this shit. Most niggas don't get caught.
Mean Jeezy didn't.
Most niggas is
you
so
mean
small
to tell me,
like, nigga, get the fuck out of here.
You mean to fucking tell me Jeezy's not coming up with his own hooks and shit?
Probably not. A lot of these niggas ain't coming up with their own shit. A lot of these records, though, producers send them with the beat and a hook already on it.
So why are motherfuckers getting mad at Hip Hop Digest personnel for saying you're really not and shouldn't be considered MCs?
But don't go there, son, because you're gonna get trapped in the trap if you actually go there. Because we know a lot of niggas that we love is not coming up with all their own shit.
See, okay, and that's fine. And I'm willing to throw every last one of them motherfuckers on the barbecue. That's not a problem. Okay? See, you know what? Let me tell you what. I remember when Snoop covered Lottie Dottie. And an outrage came from the true MC school. I mean the true MC. They threw Snoop under the bus. Now, the new kids was like, oh, yo, the way he covered it is so dope. And it was produced dope. And he really did do a good job on the record. But the true school guys were saying, this is going to open up a door. And now you're going to get to the point where it's all fucked up.
Well, hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? While you was talking, I looked it up on the world famous wiki.
Okay.
What is trap music?
My man, go ahead.
Wikipedia. I'm going to read the first part because, unlike King Killer, I can read.
That's real. That's real.
And there's no arrogance in his statement. No, I'll agree with you.
Meatball, beat maker, whatever. I don't know. But anyway, the term trap is used to refer to the place where drug deals are made. The term originated in Atlanta, Georgia, where rappers Kool Breeze, Dungeon Family, Outkast, Goody Mob, and Ghetto Mafia were some of the first to use the term in their music.
Well.
Well, well.
Wikipedia.
That's according to Wikipedia. So pass the troll.
Go in the wiki and change shit.
You can go in there and edit if you like.
Yeah, because I think somebody that we just mentioned a little bit ago might not have heard their name. You know what I'm saying?
Well, now, don't get me wrong. The Wikipedia is not 100% correct, but it does give you... But we were in the ballpark when we were talking about basically southern drug dealing location.
Right.
Right. But let me just give you a little bit more, because I'm just sticking them with the pen right now. I'm just doing it because it's here. During the mid to early 2000s, trap music began to emerge as a recognized genre after the mainstream success of a number of albums and singles with lyrics that covered topics about life in the trap. Artists such as Young Jeezy, Gucci Mane, Yo Gotti, and Rick Ross.
They still didn't mention T.I. So T.I. didn't get mentioned yet?
All the way down at the bottom, I see DJ Toomp, Fat Boy, Drummer Boy, Zaytoven.
Yeah.
I still don't see. Damn.
Damn, Clifford.
You don't know me.
Where's T.I.?
Damn.
Might see me in the street, but shorty.
You don't know me. Y'all must have forgot.
Damn, Clifford.
He ain't nowhere in this, yo.
Damn, yo. They disrespected Clifford, yo.
Yeah, they did.
They disrespected Clifford.
They Mr. really Harris did. Is not going to be happy about this.
Way down the article, way down there, then there's a T.I. sighting.
Wow.
So whoever wrote that must be not a T.I. fan.
Wow.
Clearly.
They disrespect Clifford. All right, that's what's up, yo. Like I said, yo, word again. I'm saying one more time, shout out to Easy Bake. I know he roughed me up a little bit about when he said that something about Travis Scott not being trapped. And then, of course, Artemis jumped in and shit and put him in a headlock. It was crazy. So,
well, the thing about Easy Bake, it's my man, 50 grand. Appreciate you. But at the same, you know, you ask a lot of questions, but you don't answer a whole lot, sir.
Oh, okay.
We going to need some answers.
Okay, well... And any direction you can bring in on trap, that would be appreciated. So let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Netflix series Rapture. They've been...
Shout out to our man.
Isn't that the Mr. Johansson?
Mr. Johansson. Because he's been like, when are y'all motherfuckers going to watch this? I've been seeing that shit on Text James. He kept throwing it up there, and nobody would give him a response. He just kept throwing it up there like, nobody would give him a response. So finally, you're going to get your fucking response.
So what we're going to do in the digest, we're going to cover it one episode at a time and go in chronological order. First episode, Logic. I watched that joint and took some notes. I'll tell you what I think about it.
So now you know what Logic looks like, huh?
I do finally know what Logic looks like.
Looks like a white dude.
So, well. But we'll get into that. So, on the first episode, Logic, bullet point number one, and this isn't on him. The producers of the show were doing a lot of embellishing, okay? Logic is on there talking about where he grew up and where he lived, okay? But they kept showing Southeast housing. Okay. Yeah. Okay. This cat grew up on West Deer Park in Gaithersburg. Okay.
It's not that terrible over there. It's not that bad over there.
Right. I'm just saying. Now, his living conditions might have been fucked up, but West Deer Park ain't exactly Southeast. Now, that ain't on Logic, but the producers kept showing Southeast. Now, that's some bullshit.
That story.
See, but only if you're from the DMV would you even notice that that's what was happening.
All right, no doubt.
Just people across the country or across the world would just watching that would think, okay, that must be his neighborhood where he grew up.
There's
at.
A lot of fucking squirrels out on
He's
West Deer Park, my nigga.
Department of Motor Vehicles. He's talking about D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
Yes, in this area. The area.
So, the area.
right, as far as that goes, for me, number two about Logic, you know, where does, you know, he's a culture vulture's dream.
Oh.
He really is. He represents the best example of gentrification in rap music, as far as I'm concerned. And that's just this just being 100, yo. Bullet point number three, the executive producer an executive from Spotify said this, and this is the truest thing in the whole documentary, is that Logic represents a whole generation of kids that previously had not been served from rap music, meaning that you have a whole generation of suicidal, depressed kids at whole suburban, you know, I don't know where my life is, spiraling out of control. Yo, he represents that because he was one of them.
Gaithersburg area, you're right, saying, right?
Exactly. And that's the nation. I mean, he really does. He has an audience, and a huge audience of kids who rap didn't represent. Rap, all traditional hip-hop always represented the hoods, no matter where the hoods were. They always got representation. But it was the suburban kids who had no direction that Logic, that's who he's serving. You know, he almost really comes off across as like the Debbie Gibson of rap.
Oh, not that Debbie.
God, come on, man. He really does. He's like the Debbie Gibson of rap.
I wouldn't give him Debbie Gibson.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, son. Bullet point number four. Word is born, yo. He technically rhymes better than most of the African Americans in commercial music. Except for a few people. But technically, he rhymes better.
I give Logic... Logic got skills, and he's using them.
And again, let me repeat that.
He's not one of those that's got skills and not using them. Logic has skills, and he's using them, and he's doing that on his level.
That's a technical point, though.
He's doing them on his level. Like you're saying, I think that he... To where Eminem is now... This is what Eminem wishes he was doing, and the people that he wanted to be talking to when he put out that last album, the people that Logic is talking to.
So, the next bullet point is that I think that if you look at Logic's concert crowds, and in my mind, I looked at, you take a still shot of the people who were at a Logic concert and the people who made, you know, if you look at the crowd in Wild Styles, it's just totally, one is white, and one is totally black. I mean, even Logic himself, I know he's pushing the whole biracial thing, but, yo, it's nothing but a bunch of white folks at his concerts. And they pack, and he's making a lot of goddamn money. And that's not negative. I'm just saying.
B,
that's how it goes down.
I'm about to pump the brakes real quick.
No, you don't have to pump the brakes, B. That's a fact.
Okay, and I'm about to hit you with another fact.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I'm about to hit you with another fact. Can't get it on. Get it on.
Now, we're going to get it on for a second here, B. I'm going to hit you with another fact. At a lot of these motherfucking underground shits we go to, ain't nothing but a bunch of white folks in that motherfucker.
And that's
a
fact.
A sprinkling of black people in there.
And that's a fact. Bunch I'm not of white arguing folks that.
And some Asians in there.
I'm not arguing that.
So I'm not going, and a lot of Spanish folk too.
I'm not me. I didn't say it from a racial perspective.
But I'm just saying the way that's you said it fact. Was like you were saying it like that don't happen with us too.
No, that's a fact. I'm just saying that that's who he rhymes to.
He rhymes to that. He rhymes to that suburban area. White folk, so you say.
To that suburban wallet, you saying? Because that city wallet, it really ain't got space for them $75 tickets.
Ain't that the truth? But again, I didn't mean it in a racial connotation. I'm just saying from whence the culture, maybe this is what they're talking about, the culture being evolving. I got a quick story. This is, to me, how I kind of... It took me back in my own history. This is an old York, PA story. Y'all motherfuckers remember Delco Plaza?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
The skating rink out there at Delco?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So, me and Billy Walker, long time ago... I don't even know how Billy Walker got the job.
Bill Zapp.
Got the job to DJ out at Delco Plaza skating rink. So we get out there, player hating ass manager, think we gonna fuck up the gear, whatever, but we get the shit off. We playing some joints and shit. The whole skating rink is full of white cats, okay? The entire skating rink full of white cats. We the only blacks in there.
You're at Delco, my nigga.
Exactly. So right. There's this motherfucker out there. I'm like in the middle of the skating rink. All these people are crowding around him. There's this white kid out there doing his version of popping and locking. motherfucker whack. Motherfucker super whack. But every yo, that motherfucker is super whack. But every white kid out Delco Plaza was like, yo, he's fucking doing it. He's the shit, man. I'm like, oh my God, this nigga is booty.
Oh, okay. My God, Becky.
So, in a way, I guess I kind of always will see logic in through that filter of, damn, you know, this fucking Gaithersburg, West Deer Park ain't exactly West Baltimore, my nigga. And he's, but there's nothing wrong with him making a living and doing what he do. I have actually, because of the documentary, have a better understanding of logic and a little bit more respect. I'm not disrespecting.
Because he's not whack, though, B.
Logic's not whack. But he's just not what, he's not your cup of tea.
There you go. He to me, got caught up with that song that he did on an award show because it had a, you know, one of those...
That 1-800 suicide jump off.
Yeah, it had that whole thing, that appeal from your other dude that nobody wanted to give credit to, the white dude.
Macklemore.
So he made one of those songs. I don't know why he made it. You know what I'm saying? That's up to him to say why he made that. So maybe he was feeling that shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Logic.
I doubt that he made that song to do what it did. It just caught on.
B, he made the song. Look, he made the song because that's where he was in his life. Again, a la, he is serving, just like the guy from Spotify said, a crowd of people who don't and haven't been served by traditional hip hop. Even commercial trap niggas are not serving suburban kids with these type of issues.
Right. The suburban kids are pretty much, they're attaching themselves to that. They're emulating what they see. They're like, okay, they talk that language. They get the ghetto slang and everything from these people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They can be cool. And they can say, hey, Becky, Matt, he's so cool. Yeah. He just talks just like those trappers.
Right. There's a wigger component, no doubt.
Vicariously living their
right. Yes. But when they see logic, they see themselves. When they hear logic, they hear themselves in him. So well,
they listen to their forefathers. Logic got 5% black blood. So.
Oh, he can get strung up too. Matter of fact, he need to get strung up. So
ooh, why?
Because when you listen to the forefathers, all you need is one drop of black blood to get strung up. I'm just saying. So if Logic claim it the whole way, baby.
You talking that strung up? We got President Trump as president. You hope he ain't listening.
We got to start motherfucking asking questions now, nigga.
Exactly. String them up.
And then so my last bullet point on the Logic episode, again, like
wait,
I said.
Wait. Oh. New York City.
Get the rope.
Anyway, my last bullet point about Logic is, to me, he's going to quickly move beyond rap. I mean, at the end of the documentary, he's playing the keyboard and he's singing. You know, he'll have that latitude.
By the time he's 40, he'll be Elton John.
Before that.
I do believe he said just recently that he ain't making rap music or hip-hop music or something like that, right?
Yeah, because Logic was my nigga.
He
wasn't making up for the underground no more. He was like, what is the culture?
Right.
Because niggas was basically shitting on him.
Right. He was like, what is culture? What is that? You know,
and
so.
That's why Logic became my nigga, because he was being honest.
Right.
No doubt. So, that's what's good. That's episode number one, Rapture Logic. So, each week we're going to cover a new episode. So, next week, we're coming with another one. So, you know how we do. Kerr G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week, oh my goodness, this is the episode for you there. Rock Marciano. Did you hear me, sir? Man. Did you hear me, sir? I think we're talking to somebody in the crowd.
Somebody from Denmark or somewhere.
Yeah. Rock Marciano, Rosebud's Revenge 2, The Bitter Dose. Rock Marciano, Rosebud's Revenge 2, The Bitter Dose. Fuck you back there with the fucking extra explosive shit. and Willie the Kid and Clever Schemes Gold Rush. As Willie the Kid, Clever Schemes Gold Rush, and the instrumental joint is Love Jones Legends. As Love Jones Legends.
I'm gonna put a something on the text chain to Peter Johansson in a moment here, and it will involve a cape.
Superman.
All right, yo. So, all right, that's what's up, man. Then we'll do it again next week.
All right.
Yeah, no doubt.
Peace.
One. Peace.
Yo, it's the return of knowledge, I'm a higher scholar. You couldn't rob me of my wisdom with a couple million Alibabas. The way I spit is like the Dalai Lama mixed with Kami Baba. Couple piccolos, fuck it, dog, I'm the walking Brahma. I'm known to hold a bomb inside the pen I write with. Blow up the mic, this lyrical skills is slick with lightning. Niggas is frightened, cause whenever I scroll a rhyme, I let go of the mic and start performing with a loaded nine. Still open minds like I'm the wildest lotus. Get the crowd exploding, flow this play that even Super Saiyan Scout has noticed. These niggas hoping that my reign is not above my flame be hotter. Study classics, now I blast it like a Genki Dama. They play me product for the ganja sets, trying to drown the stress, but they focus when they notice that they found the best. With sound I bless it like a snotty nose. Niggas oughta know I'm quite effective like the pressure on a domino. You never heard a flow that's quite like this. I strangle mics with a tight right fist.
It's just the way that I do.
You never heard a rhyme that's quite like that. We be the dopest on the mic like crack.
You know we keeping it true.
You never heard a flow that's quite like this. I strangle mics with a tight right fist.
It's just the way that I do.
You never heard a rhyme that's quite like that. Who be the dopest on the mic like crack?
Nomadic.
Cause I'm
Nomadic.
The rap pharaoh king, nah I'm the black sparrow. I break it down strong till I see the bomb arrow. These niggas wanna bomb like the Viet Cong, taking rips and bombs, trying to reproduce it, but y'all niggas all sterile. I barrel down like a fighter jet with the right to step on the mic, taking flight when I like the cess. Ignite your flesh when I speak from the temple. I'm like half street, half Greek fundamentals. Whoever wanna beef, y'all could bleed on my pencil. But nah, they bite the C's trying to read off the stencil. Muscle lost your mental if you wanna blast, giving heart attacks if you missed it. I'm sick and twisted as autographs. I oughta laugh and let them do their thing while the Buddha swing, but they whacking and they act like it's the cutest thing. I'm here to bring you back to hell on earth. Fuck a sellout verse, split your brain and leave you laid inside a sepulcher. What? You never heard a flow that's quite like this. I strangle mics with a tight right fist.
It's just the way that I do.
You never heard a rhyme that's quite like that. We be the dopest on the mic like crack.
You know we keeping it true.
You never heard a flow that's quite like this. I strangle mics with a tight right fist.
It's just the way that I do.
You never heard a rhyme that's quite like that. Who be the dopest on the mic like crack?
Nomadic.
Trust no man, woman, gun I'm holding, smoke on no local, leave you cracked open, soak up erosion, body left frozen, gas exploding, analysis, my mind blown, blurred turquoise for bitches and foes. Pose with black holes, these niggas with low. My status with ratchets, it's like an avalanche. Leaving niggas buried some savage shit. Never fabricated, that's where I'm sick. My pad of pen, sicker than lupus, sicker cell, bipolar, schizophrenia, African. I hold my own, trust the world, behold. Grindy bitches, money cold, niggas unfold. Silence throw a barrel, but gun smoke. Smile at your pride, time to die, nickel, nine, shine. Blinded niggas with shots, fly, open the clouds. When I'm high, smoke a little lie. Think about low bitches, niggas, they try. They all could die, my platform never stepped on. Perform exorcism, some lyrical confidant. Different universe than I'm on, the realness.
I got you stuck off the realness,
yeah.
Off the realness. I got you stuck off the realness.
Real,
realness.
Yeah. He came to kill, you better know.
know the drill. Talking like the man is still, it's how you get shot in your grill. There is no pill to chill. These niggas, they kill it will. Bullet hit him, flip him, jump him like he doing cartwheels. They ain't afraid of nothing, judge police, not even cartels. They ain't came to talk, born in Toronto, but raising hell. Will you catch a price on your head for a couple bills? I'm just trying to build, fuck a few bitches and make a meal. Keep my pockets green, might as well call it chlorophyll. Niggas, just go hard and get too close, you feel the wind chill. Gangsters run the town, the murder rate going up still. You can run and hide, but when your death comes, your blood spill.
You are really ballin', stack your paper, it's an anthill. The game been tried up, the Falcon got the refill. Sippin' on Siempre, smoking on Dunhill. If he dies, he dies, drop him in the landfill. Real.
I got you stuck off the realness.
Mr. Jack Frost. That's right, the pusher of Kate Moss.
That's right.
The unsigned hype of Coke stars. Scarface theme music, the world's yours. Almond Hammer cooks off to set it off. Now I'm on the come up, never off course. Chip and stay humble, the plug, I'm that sauce. Niggas winning lottery tickets and lost all. Tryna put the blame on niggas for your fall. Downfall, pray for it, fuck it, it's your call. I level up, bam bam bitches, I pebble up. I settle up, white snacks for black zombies. In a butterscotch seats, driving a Maserati. Abraham, he got me and friends, we flow godly. Scared niggas shit in his pants when he heard the copy of the realness. I got you stuck on the realness.
I got you stuck off the realness. Off the realness. I got you stuck off the realness.
Opposite of authentic, couldn't call it that. Bottom of the ninth in the bed, a nigga bad. It's real shit, real life, real as it again. Swiss Tello, hoodie secretary of the field. It's real life, I be on the front line with all of them. Real tight with all my soldiers, I be knowing all of them. Yo, I know about the problem. And everybody move. And that's enough to trust. With that, we can never lose. Fake ass style, where these niggas even get it from? Yo, hell no, not me, the Falcon or the Lil Son. My girl say I don't make music to make a pussy pop. Bitch, I make music for hoodie niggas. Pick a shit. It's only one way that I'ma live my life. I don't expect a fake nigga to feel it. This the realness. It don't get no realer than that.
Isn't an option either. We spit the mantra that Nas delivered the rock on ether. I will not lose. Listen, sit grin while I sip gin from a goblet. See ya. Holy grail, wanna throw for wit what I've been bleeding. Poison melody, aiming poise steadily. Pedigree of the Kennedys, bad luck and destiny. See the peasantry, seek hope and serenity. Find heaven in chemistry, unplanned pregnancy. Minds caught in zealotry, unlimited weaponry. Lower than leprosy, starstruck by celebrity. No longevity, no story or legacy. Erase the future with death, the only penalty. No identity, trapped in the hegemony. Turn neighbors to enemies, repeat the elegy. And we got nothing, waiting on a meal ticket like fuck it. Till the day we die, our shoulders holding up that sky. And we don't budge, and we don't flinch, and we don't shrug, not a single inch. Till the day we die, our shoulders holding up that sky. They acting like they got the world on their shoulders.
looking at us like we're earners or soldiers. Fill up their banks, overfill up their tanks. Greed, money, and death, they instill in their ranks. But soon enough, the little burden is over. People are learning slow, the code word isn't covert. Not hard to decipher, not murdering doses. People are waking up to the birds and the Folgers. Highly classified and preserved in a folder. Only to be exposed when the world's turning over. Yeah, seems like the world's doing homework. The rich have spent 100 years digging their own dirt. And we're almost to 6 feet. Critical mass, pitiful, let's pickle the pig's feet. Feet to the fire so the fire can burn. The water's dirty, we fight fire with fire return. Come on. And we got nothing. Waiting on a meal ticket like fuck it. Till the day we die. Our shoulders holding up that sky. And we don't budge. And we don't flinch. And we don't shrug. Not a single inch. Yeah, sure.
Are you seriously surprised by the poverty? By default, survivors we gotta be. Fuck classism, we defy the propriety. Use hierarchy to divide the society. Like instead of property, we get policies. School of hard knocks, where they get Ivy League. We get commissary, they get college fees. So logically, I went on a robbing spree. Obviously, I was jacking for freedom. Acting a heathen, trapped in a mentality. That was back, was the reason instead of leaving the neighborhood we thought we owned but was only leasing. I would grow to believe it. Not waiting on a mule or no acres. No patience for liberations. Reparations, a better nation. Truthfully, it's a struggle, but I admit I'm custom to my condition. Suffering from tradition. Still,
and we got nothing. Waiting on a meal ticket like fuck it. Till the day we die. Our shoulders holding up that sky. And we don't budge. And we don't flinch. And we don't shrug. Not a single. Till the day we die, our shoulders holding up that sky.
Yeah. John Chiggs, butter knife, haircuts. Fuck all y'all. Yo, okay, listen. Fuck your favorite MC, I'm not a fan of his stuff. I get to blaming every man upon this planet get touched. When I get finished doing damage, you can bandage this up. Smoking on the same shit that won the cannabis cup. I start talking, this cough is a rigor mortis. Viewpoint is one of the artists that's living lawless. Got an ass whooping, you bought it but didn't want it. Cause I be going off like my life is dependent on it. I'm true to the game, new to the lame shit. Beat him down, brutal, beautiful use of the language. Do yourself a favor, don't make a gangster anxious. You be the same reason they singing Amazing Graces. You want it, then you got smoke. I'm jumping off the top rope. Y'all the type get locked up top, then wanna drop soap. Sipping codeine, but I promise you are not dope. I'm going public, you should come and get a stock quote. They tried to ignore me, and now they adore me. I'ma take it to the top for those that tried it before me. Rappers only providing one side of the story. They probably come to Long Island getting robbed of the jury. It's real. At times I feel I'm rhyming for the common man. Number one question, what's the secret to the shining man? Hard work mixed with incredible timing, man. That's how I seen the sun first, like a sonogram. What it look like? Hope it cook right. We kill people for oil, but I'm the crook, right? The shit I could write, I turn this to a hood fight. You ain't trying to wake up to the truth, then it's good night. I'm rather intense, rapid defense. Be another lifetime before this happens again. Niggas should consider never rapping again. Young quotable, I got the total package to win. That's why before they ever catch me, I'ma lap them again. And peace to IU, he taught me how to trap with a pen. Now I'm back at it again, got a habit to win. And when I'm rolling down the Abbey, on my lap is my friend. Paranoid skit, so I'm lit though. I could have a Jerry Curl and still be the shit, bro. Look at it, some Crisco, you sweeter than Nabisco. I be out in San Fran sipping on some Cisco.
Hey, 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 shot. A gangstar has got to be the sure shot. Nice as well, there's got to be the sure shot. A Greg Nice, a Greg in a CD. Dominum Basso, are we rock for a fee, not for free. Maybe I'll do it for charity. Now my employer or my employee is making Greg and I-C-E very M-A-D. They'll never ever think of jerking me. I work too hard for my royalty. Put lead in your ass and drink a cup of tea. Peace to Red Alert and Kid Capri. Ooh la la, I-wee-wee. I say Muhammad Ali, you say Flash, just Clay. I say butter, you say parquet. It's alright if you wanna make a sway on my way uptown. Introduced to the trade, I originate, they duplicate. I praise the Lord and keep the faith. It's alright, keep fighting that debate. 92, 1 year later, peace out, premiere, take me out with the fader.
I check eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I wreck the mic like a pimp shows. Here's how it goes, I am a genius, I mean this. I shape this, you'll take this, I'm kinda fiendish. You wish that you could come into my neighborhood. Meaning my mental state, still I'm 5'8". Crazy as I wanna be, cause I make it orderly. You could say I'm sorta the boss, so get lost. The brother who'll make you change opinion. Dominions, I'm in them when it's time to kick shit from the heart. Cause I get a piece of the action. Feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. Chumps pull guns when they feel afraid. Too late when they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston Hughes and can't lose when I cruise out on the expressway. Leaving the bodega, I say suave.
America
got more beats than Bonds got hate. Clips I've inserted into my gun so I can take the money, never have to run.
I left my Philly at home. Do you have another? I wanna get blunted, my brother. Now may I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track? Or should I say dope beat? Subtract, delete all of the whip-whack that wanna be abstract, but they lack the new knack that's coming from way, way back. Hey, yo, America, pass that Buddha sack. You heard we quit? No way, bullshit. I told you before, we come back with more hits. I provide right flavor, so you can sketch me. Do me a favor, don't try to catch me. Slightly ahead of the game, I'm not a lame. Ask him, he'll tell you the same. He knows my name. Smooth, I drop jewels like paraphernalia. I'm infallible, not into failure. Like a rhinoceros, my speed is prosperous and pure knowledge expands from my esophagus. I write in the night to bring truth to the light. My dialogue is my own, the smooth bee will never bite. After the tour quits, I come back with more hits. After the tour quits, I come back with more hits. After the tour quits, I come back, come back, come back, come back, come back with more hits.